Yes, this is Rich Wilson for Great American Forest, November 8th, 2016. We are proceeding south at pretty good speeds, making 14 knots right now, 14, 7, 8, 9, 15, 52, we see. The Genoa and the full mainsail up, and we have about 16, 17 knots of wind. Team reaching with that. Boat's going along well. Had a major repair today. Assessment of the hydro generator pump, which had stopped working the other day, and that was a bit of a concern, more than a bit of a concern, major concern, because that's a great energy provider for us. The boat usually takes about 15 amps, and that can put out 30 amps at, let's say, 10 or 12 knots of boat speed. It's like a small outboard where you just put the propeller into the water, and it's got an alternator in there, and it generates electricity into the boat, into a converter that makes DC out of the AC and then goes into the batteries. Anyway, the pump had melted, and the pump ended up melting a tube, hydraulic tube in the innards of the pump box, and leaked out all the hydraulic fluid so that it could change the propeller pitch. So anyway, that was a concern of what was going on, why it all leaked out, found the leak, found the tubing melted by the pump, and so was able to repair that. And run it just in manual mode where the pump isn't actually used, which is all a bit confusing. But anyway, we have that back now in almost all functioning, and that's really good. So that was a big effort today. Now we're west of the Straits of Gibraltar, which is an iconic place in maritime lore. And the whole fleet is making their way to the southwest into a big high-pressure system. And things will slow down here probably in the next 10, 12 hours. And we'll have to sail sort of up into that high and then jive out. And hopefully the back side of that high will be the trade winds, or at least the start of the trade winds. So we'll be able to continue southwest with that and target our point for entering the doldrums, or the plateau noir, as they say in France. The doldrums entry point is very important, because if you try to go too much to the east, then you can get into absolutely large areas of no wind at all. So other issues today, obviously, we're hearing about the election in the U.S. I was not in favor of that result. I voted for Secretary Clinton, and I thought she was an exceptionally good candidate, but apparently the country felt otherwise and preferred the other candidate. So, very disappointed. It was slow going out here for a while today. Quite discouraged about that. Disappointed, I guess, is the better word. And we will proceed. So, because I'm quite interested in politics, it's probably better that I'm not there and having to read all about it. I will have 3 months of complete distraction from it all, given what we have going on here at sea. And I think that the education, and education as we are doing it, is a great way to address some of the issues that have come up in this election campaign. I recall that in 2001, for our New York to Melbourne, Australia voyage, we arrived in New York on the night of September 10th, 2001, and the next morning the towers were attacked. and my shipmate for the voyage, Bill Belenga, veteran of three whitbread races, and also in the Marine Corps during the Vietnam War, served in Vietnam. A great guy, great sailor. He was very articulate and eloquent and in saying that to the press that the only solution for such animosity is education. And so this is what we will try to do, and we will, on the next 3 months here at Z, working on that. That is our objective. And we're happy that we have partners from all over the world. We are not just a single U.S.-targeted school program. We have outreach into 50 countries, and we have the opportunity for those students to communicate with each other through our forums. And in that way, people can be exposed to other people. And so we're very much looking forward to that, and we will sail for all of it, and for the education specifically. So that's it from Great American today. We will speak with you again tomorrow. Off and clear.